We have stressed the importance of believing that the Bible is the infallible and divinely inspired Word of God. We must have true faith in the supreme authority of the Scriptures. God's Word must be the final authority in our lives. We presented evidence to demonstrate that the Bible is understandable, and it must be believed and obeyed, since God will judge us according to it. Let us now begin analyzing another related principle of Bible interpretation. Number 4. The Bible is understood by spiritual receptivity as much as by intellectual effort and scholarship. I believe that we must strive to reach a balance regarding this important principle. We must have minds and hearts that are willing to receive what the Bible teaches, and we must exercise intellectual effort. I believe it takes both to fully understand God's wonderful Word. Those with an improper attitude toward the Bible, that is, those who are not spiritually receptive, will not understand God's Word properly. This principle explains why many who are well educated, by worldly standards, have not learned the truth. And it also explains why many who are poorly educated, by worldly standards, have learned the truth and obeyed it. I am certainly not against scholarship or higher education, but I firmly believe that one's attitude toward the Scriptures is just as important as the intellectual effort he puts forth while studying the Bible. Those who aren't willing to accept the Word of God with a proper spiritual attitude will corrupt their ability to interpret the Bible properly, no matter how intelligent they are by worldly standards. Proverbs 1 verse 7 states, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction." Where does knowledge begin? With a proper attitude toward the Lord, namely, an attitude of deep reverence and humility. A superior intellect is not a requirement to learn God's truth and become wise. But how can we develop a proper spiritual attitude? I would make 12 suggestions here. First, we must be noble enough spiritually, that is, fair-minded, to receive the Word with all readiness, examining the Scriptures daily. Acts 17:11. Second, we must humble ourselves as little children, as we hear and study God's Word. Otherwise, God will hide His truth from us. Matthew 18:1-4, and chapter 11, verses 25 and 26. Those who are wise in their own estimation, thinking they know better than God, will not find His truth. Third, we must take heed how we hear the Word of God. That is, we must have a noble and good heart. Luke 8:9-18. Fourth, we must be of God, that is, dominated by the Spirit of truth. 1 John 4:5-6. Fifth, we must have a determined love of the truth, of God. Otherwise, He will send us a strong delusion, and we will believe a lie. 2 Thessalonians 2:8-12. In other words, those who do not love the truth are susceptible to believing lies. To such people, their pleasure for unrighteousness exceeds their love for the truth. Sixth, we must hunger and thirst after God's Word. Matthew 5:6. We must desire to study and learn. We must will or determine to do His will in order to know God's truth to the saving of our souls. John 7:17. Seventh, we must be diligent to rightly divide the Scriptures, that we may please the Lord. 2 Timothy 2:15. Our goal should be to present ourselves approved to God, not men. To merely seek the approval of men is the wrong standard. Eighth, we must have absolute faith in God's Word, so that He may be found true, but every man a liar. Romans 3:4. Sometimes we will be wrong. We may need to have the way of God explained to us more accurately. For example, Acts 18:26. If we have a proper spiritual attitude, we will gladly receive correction. Ninth, we must remember that those who pervert, that is, change the gospel of Christ, are accursed. Galatians 1:6-10. Therefore, our foremost aim must always be to please the Lord. Tenth, We must beware of peddling the Word of God, that is, adulterating it for gain, or handling it deceitfully. 2 Corinthians 2:17 and chapter 4, verse 2. It is important to evaluate our motives continually to ensure we are not deceiving ourselves and clinging to certain interpretations for the wrong reasons. 11th, we must not approach God's Word with idols in our hearts or any stumbling block of iniquity before our face, lest we be deceived and ultimately destroyed by error. Ezekiel 14:1-11. And 12th, we must avoid itching ears spiritually and desire a diet of sound doctrine. Otherwise, we will be turned aside to fables. 2 Timothy 4:2-4. If a disciple can remember these truths and implement them, he should not struggle with being spiritually receptive to God's truth. When such a person opens God's Word, he will do so to genuinely study in order to understand and obey. He will not go to the Scriptures merely attempting to prove what he already believes. Being spiritually receptive and having a proper attitude means pursuing the truth of God's Word no matter where it may lead. Don't mold the Bible to fit yourself. Mold yourself to fit the Bible. Let us be spiritually receptive and hungry for God's truth, and let us put forth the necessary intellectual effort as we study.